think it's going to be a really good course for newer prosecutors learning how to prosecute DUIs specifically. One thing I'll point out is I'm on pace to do over 900 requests for assistance this grant year, which ends the end of next, or the end of this month is the end of my grant cycle because I'm on the federal fiscal year, which would be a record. And if you start doing the math on that, when there's 365 days in a year, but I don't work 365 days a year, so when you start taking weekends off and holidays and vacations, and you start seeing how many requests I'm getting every single day on average, that's high. My training numbers are down a little bit this year because I didn't, one week I was gone for legislative updates. So when we came to your county, and yeah, just you, it was your leg, nobody else is here. I was actually in Michigan for a conference for my TSRP stuff, so I wasn't on that. So my numbers are a little bit down because of that. That's a pretty good chunk when you miss a week of legislative update. That's a pretty good chunk of training and time. But otherwise, everything else is on par, but those requests for assistance are always high. But yeah, if I hit just even a low average month this month, I will go over 900 requests for assistance this grant year. So things are really busy. It's good. I'm glad people utilize me. I'd rather be busy than sitting on my duff in my office waiting for something to come in. So it's pretty good.
How long is it going to be until you're too busy? I think maybe you're too busy right now.
I hesitate to say I'm too busy. I'm busy. But to some extent, I control this, right? Like, I can tell somebody, no, I'm not going to come do that training, or, you know, I'm going to have to get back to you next week on this, or whatever else. So I have the ability to manage this. And I think I was talking to you. Maybe I don't know if I was talking to you or not. I talked to somebody. I think it was you. Where I had gotten to the point where I felt like I had gotten a pretty good balance on things, and then this spring I got out of balance again. But that was a Tyson issue, right? And it's just, you learn and you grow and you try to be better. So next year there might be things that come around in the spring where I say, sorry, I can't do that right now. Where last year I was very open to taking on extra projects, and we did train the trainer during that time, which always is a lot of work, right? And so I wouldn't say I'm too busy. There's certainly work. I mean, if there were three in the end, we could come up with work, right? So,
Tyson, you said 900 requests?
Yes.
I can't imagine those are all equal.
No.
In value. Can you give me a picture of what those are like? Because I imagine some of those you can say, go call your boss and they can help you out with this. Others, only
some of them are as quick as somebody sends me a text message. So how I track this is anything that's not sent to me via email, like if you call me and ask me something, I'll send myself an email. Dan Burton called me today and asked me about this legislative issue on this DUI law. That's a request for assistance, right? And then I just, like you can see right here, Rob, I've got by year every single one, so you want to see them? They're all there, right, in my email. And I probably don't track all of them, to be honest. That's how I track them. It could be something as simple as some of the conversations we've had where you've called me and be like, hey, Tyson, what's the deal with this? To other things where I spend weeks working with a prosecutor on an issue, researching, helping come up with arguments, and then anything in between, right? And so, no, they are not all equal. Some of them are very, very quick. Some of them are not. Some of them take a lot of effort.
If we're going to help you, right, how do we triage and identify if we need to hire someone new, or is it just adding something to the basics course so they know what kind of things they can take care of? Is it a frequently asked questions page that they can go to, right? Figuring out what kind of things you're dealing with help us to determine what kind of solution to...
And I don't even know that I share that as a problem. I think that's more of just a highlight of Utah prosecutors and other people, because it's not even all prosecutors, right? I work with a lot of different entities now. They recognize the value that UPC has, and they're using us, and I think that's good. I think it's more of a highlight than an issue of a problem. I mean, it is busy, but that's my job. I'm a resource prosecutor, right? That's what I do.
We want you to go fishing from time to time also.
I have not fished this year enough, and that is something that... I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to set one for 2025. I will fish a lot more in 2025 than I did in 2024. That's for sure.
Yeah, I will. Kudos to Tyson. He's been critical even in the legislature. Yeah. He worked on the Sentencing Commission Guidelines Committee recently. I'm not saying it went all that well, but
it's still a work in progress.
DUI sentencing is getting probably the most complicated sentencing scheme we have in the state right now, DUIs. And in fact, I was going to talk to Tyson today about maybe we need to come up with some sort of flow chart how to do this, because we're getting new guidelines for next year on the DUI with serious injury and extreme DUIs and DUIs and deaths. It's getting really complicated. He's going to get more requests, and we're going to need more help figuring out just the sentencing. The courts and the defense bar are both asking that we don't do DUI legislation for a few more years, because even the judges are saying, we can't figure this out anymore in the time that we have allotted. So
I know the Highway Patrol made that request as well.
Yeah, they have.
So he's critical. Keep changing this, and we have to keep retraining our troopers year after year after year after year. We need to have some stability. So.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I speak to Tyson. Tyson's just a go-getter. And I appreciate that. That's why you're so good at it. But I also don't want to burn you out.
No, I'm in a good place. I was kind of there in the spring. I'll be honest. Like, I was burning the candle at both ends. I was going. But again, that was more me. I learned lessons early in my TSRP career that I had implemented, and then this year I didn't follow those lessons very good, so next year I'll be better at that. And that might mean that some of you might call me and ask me to do something, and I'll say no. So, but that's okay. We'll get the things done that need to be done.
Bob, what do you think?
I don't know that we need another full-time TSRP. I don't know that we will ever need another full-time TSRP. It's just, as I'm constantly having to tell my folks, is you got to learn how to say no. So.
And there is some of that. And some of it's maybe not even a no, but just not right now.
Right.
Like, I can get to you next month, like if it's a training or something. If it's somebody they got a trial next week, it's not I can't get to you next month, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, we need you to come do this training. We've got an opening next week. Can you do it? And the answer is usually yes. But sometimes that's going to have to be, no, get me on the next time you guys are doing training. Like, I appreciate South Jordan. Ed knows this. Their police department reached out to me months ago, and they scheduled me, like, on five different sessions into 2025. They're like, hey, can we just get you to come, and we're going to just cycle through our whole department over and over and over again. And I had, like, five different training sessions set up, like, 14, 15 months in advance. And I'm willing to do that. If you have agencies that want to schedule stuff, control for the most part. I mean, I got to go to fall conference next week. There's things I got to do, but other than that, I control my calendar. So,
Tyson's coming out to train our police officers on report writing. Spent a lot of time putting the program together. From what I hear, I want to attend it. I'll attend it next time. I couldn't do it this time. But what I hear from my officers is fantastic.
Wait, yours are open to that?
What's that?
Yours are open to that?
Yeah.
Because ours are not.
They're not. And that's been the biggest challenge. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I've not had a single time, and I've done this now in like four different states and then all across our state. I haven't had a single place that I've been not say that it was not a really good use of their time. And I usually think report writing trainings are super boring. So.
And with so many young officers, particularly in our agency, it's rough. So we appreciate it.
We get them out of their comfort zone a little bit, but it works. It's a good program. A lot of collaboration with some of my counterparts around the country to help me come up with what we ended up with. So,
and let me just with Trent, you've got his report. The reason he's in Memphis, I don't remember if we mentioned this at last council meeting, is with his work with some of you may know Derek Coates, investigator. He's trained with us at our advanced sexual assault course. He's worked Saki cases. He worked for state investigation. I think he was at Salt Lake. Anyway, when Derek went to it's not RTI, that's a military thing. No, the Training Institute. I guess it is RTI. It's just not the regional training institute that we would call in the military. It's a different RTI. Anyway, National Training Agency, is he introduced to his folks at DOJ, our TIVI, you know, Trauma-Informed Victim Interview Protocol, and the training that we've done. And as Marlise was transitioning out and Trent was coming in, we met a couple of times with DOJ, and they were very interested in our sexual assault course, interested in our TIVI, and asked if we would help them develop and work on their national curriculum. And so that's actually where Trent is, why he's in Memphis. He's with Derek coats and they are training trainers. And so that just, I mean, speaks volumes to, you know, the training program that, that we have here. And so that's where Trent is this week.
Props for Trent as well. I went to one of his trainings at the 8th District Court here just a few weeks ago. And my judge last week actually quoted Trent in a sentencing hearing. So, you know, I call him a classic stalking that's going to result in death. It was great.
I can tell you guys, Trent has been fantastic. He is really, really good at what he does, and he's a huge asset to our team.
Yeah. He connects well with officers. You know, Marley, we have been really fortunate in the resource prosecutors that we have, that they have that background in their field. You know, Marlies was a victim advocate before, and Trent, having been a detective, SVU detective, you know, talks cop talk. When we were interviewing, you know, you always go back and forth, is for a sexual assault prosecutor, do you need a female prosecutor to connect with victims? Well, since we realize, since we're not working directly with victims, you know, we're training cops, is it has just worked out really, really well. We've just been, I mean, Trent and Tyson are top notch. So we're just really fortunate to have them both with us.
Next meeting.
Oh, I want to talk about this multi-state job fair, if we can. So I guess it was earlier this year, my counterpart in Arizona reached out and contacted Colorado and I, and included New Mexico, and wanted to know if we'd be interested in doing a regional job fair. And I know that a lot of offices are struggling, you know, to find. Some are not. Some are really fortunate that, that you don't have that that struggle. We've never done a job fair in the state. And I, you know, I was kind of like, well, yeah, that sounds, you know, really interesting. And they said, well, we would like to do it in Utah. And I thought, okay, well, if we can do it here in Utah, I'm on board with that, because it wouldn't require, you know, you all, offices that wanted to participate, to travel out of state. And so we tentatively agreed to host one here in Utah. I'm just curious, you know, how many offices would be interested in participating. I know Jeff doesn't have a problem with hiring. You know, I don't know about the other counties, but right now, Carbon and Morgan counties were the only counties that responded to my query that they would be interested in hosting. And if that's all it's going to be, Colorado has said that they would host, because they actually have 17 offices that would like to participate, meaning that they have 17 people who'd be willing to come to Utah for a job fair. But if we've only got two from Utah, I'm not sure that that it would be fair to Colorado folks to come here when the majority of the interest is going to be from their state. Has anybody ever done a job fair? I have not. I mean, I kind of have a vague idea how they work, but has anybody actually gone to a job fair or sponsored a table at a job fair?
My office had one at the one at the law school in Salt Lake here. We had a table there and handed out some Duchesne County stuff and things like that. Actually, I had a lot of interest. We would be interested in.
Okay.
We were still down attorneys in our office, but we'd be interested in being involved. We go to Tiana, Hollywood, Colorado.
Yeah, we go to the law schools all the time for job fairs, like frequently.
Okay.
Utah and BYU.
But are you interested in? I'm just thinking of this just this morning. Are you interested in helping support a job fair that potentially takes talent out of our state?
That's a good question.
Yeah, and that's a fair question.
Yeah, no, because that's most of the draw is to the U and BYU.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't gotten an applicant from the U or BYU in 3 years. I tried. We had a summer this year. Actually, went up and hired one out. To come work for us for a summer.
Yeah.
And we had applicants from the U of BYU for that.
Yeah.
But when I post openings, I don't get applicants from the state kids anymore.
Sorry, go ahead, Dan.
When I went to BYU and asked, and I told them what we were paying, they laughed at me.
It's cost of living.
So our starting pay right now is $100,000. The Clark County DA's office starting pay is like 78, and Maricopa County in Phoenix is like 80 something. So